What's good? What's good? I am back. We're live on TikTok and we're pre-recording for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and much more. Let me grab my bottle of water right here. We got a few topics for y'all today. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is episode 86. 86 of the Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Before we get started, hit that click now, subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Also, if you're on Facebook, hit that like. Instagram, hit that follow. If you're watching me on TikTok live, hit that follow. I will follow you back. Also, I do follow anybody that I'm not following back that was watching my live stream at any point. Don't forget my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. If you need online marketing and promotions for your service, your product, your brand, or your music, check out Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, you're an animal lover, or you're an animal rights activist, and you like t-shirts or hoodies with dogs and cats on them, like I do, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. Also, for Shizzle, I got to shout out DizzleBrand.com. DizzleBrand, just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle, DizzleBrand.com. Before I get started, any topics, let me pull up last night's NBA scores and go over them. Okay, Clippers beat Orlando Magic. Of course, they should have. Utah Jazz beat the Washington Wizards. Cleveland Cavs beat the Sacramento Kings. And Cleveland's been looking pretty good this year. Even with Colin Sexton hurt, they still winning games. They definitely, Evan Mobley is a good pick that panned out. People wonder how he's going to work out with Jared Allen. But Jared Allen is having a career year, averaging like 15-10 on 70% shooting. Okay, and we got Miami beat Chicago, Memphis beat Houston, basically told Houston, all right, Young Bucks, pump the brakes, that's all you get in a seven-game winning streak. No more seven-game winning streaks coming this year for Houston, I can guarantee that. Philly beat Golden State, they held Steph Curry to three threes, and they rallied back to beat the Warriors, and the Denver Nuggets beat the San Antonio Spurs. Let's go over the standings. Right now, Paul's power picks are pretty much still the same. We got number one, Phoenix Suns. Number two, the Golden State Warriors. Number three, we have the Brooklyn Nets. And actually, it's been the change. Number four, the Milwaukee Bucks. And number five, the Chicago Bulls. Because Chicago Bulls are still winning some games, and they're still number three. I mean, they lost two straight, but DeMar DeRozan has been out. They've still been, I mean, they won a couple games, I think, without him anyways. But that's my top five. The Suns, the Warriors, the Nets, the Bucks, and Chicago. The Bucks, I mean, they moved up from five to four. They'll probably be at number three. By the end of the year, the Bucks will probably be at number one and two. On the Paul's power picks. All right, NFL. Let me go over my predictions. Okay, we got Dallas versus Washington. 8-4 Dallas, 6-6 Washington. This is a division game. This don't always go Dallas's way. Dallas is kind of teetering off. I'm going for upset. I'm going for the Washington football team. Somebody might want to tell Washington football team in Europe would be a soccer team. Tennessee and Jacksonville, we got Tennessee. Seattle and Houston, Seattle. Kansas City and the Raiders again. I'm going Kansas City. New Orleans and the Jets, I'm going New Orleans. Atlanta and Carolina, I'm going going to Atlanta. I hate to go against Carolina, but we still need a quarterback. Like, I hate to say it, but Sam Darnold ain't it. Sam Darnold ain't it. Baltimore, Cleveland, I'm going Baltimore. Giants and Chargers, I'm going Chargers. Lions, Broncos, I'm going Broncos. Bengals, 49ers, I am going Bengals. Bills, Buccaneers, I'm going Buccaneers. Chicago, Green Bay. Do I really have to pick? It's Green Bay. Even though I was a diehard Chicago Bears fan in 1985, because in 1985, the Bears were just pure dominance. But ever since then, they've been... Cisco and Ebert gives them two thumbs down. They've been trash. Rams and Cardinals. This is the game of the week. Rams versus Cardinals. Oh, man. I mean, this is like, if the Cardinals win this, they pretty much win division, I would say. I'm going Rams. I'm going Rams. Even though Cardinals probably will win. And, of course, Minnesota beat Pittsburgh. The end of the Steelers is here. And the end of Ben Roethlisberger is here. Let me go over Paul's power picks. And I actually need to update my images for tomorrow. I'm going to do Paul's power picks because my basketball one has changed. Paul's power picks for the NFL. Here we go. Number one, Green Bay Packers still. Number two, Arizona Cardinals still. Number three, I'm going to New England Patriots. And I think I had them at four last week. Number four, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And number five, I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's my, and I got, yeah, so I got to change the Paul's power picks image for the NFL too, because Patriots done moved up to my third slot. That's my top five. Green Bay, number one. Arizona Cardinals, number two. New England Patriots, number three. Number four, the Buccaneers and the Chiefs. Number five. All right, let me see what topics I got right here. Got a few topics we're going to talk about before I get into any political topics or relevant topics. Let me bring up this topic. I see Jalen Rose files for divorce from Molly Karen Rose. Like, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Like, it's kind of marriages don't last. First of all, Molly is the kind of woman that she's probably bossy at home. She's too independent and too fine to keep a man. I'm going to tell you that right now. Molly Karen Rose is not going to keep a husband longer. Like, her and Jalen Rose were only together, if I'm not mistaken. They were married 4 years total, and they got separated the first 2 years. I mean, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I said it wouldn't last. I think the problem is these, you know, modern day women, they act like they want traditional men, but there's nothing traditional about them. Like, Molly Karen Rose is not a traditional woman. You know, she's not like my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I don't even want to talk about this too much, love. But it's just, it's funny to me. It's such a, I told you so. It lasted even shorter than I thought. I didn't even know they were separated already. You know, they've been separated for a whole year. But this is how it goes, man. Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess he thought, like, she was Beyonce and he was Jay-Z, but it's far from that. That's not what's going on here. But, yeah, I told you so. It doesn't surprise me. Let me get to this next topic about Fresh and Fraud. I mean, Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit files, like, 20 to 30 copy. Or they filed 20 copyright claims against Abba and Preach, and they filed a bunch against smaller channels. Now, let me grab my water. I'm about to sit back and relax for a little bit on this one and really tell you what's going on here. What's going on here is Fresh and Fit, or Fresh and Fraud, really got exposed on some things. Yes, there's some things that they talk about on their podcast that might be realistic to how they live. And to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you what the big problem is. The biggest problem with Fresh and Fit is their show that says we're both alpha males. And really, when you watch the show, one guy is the alpha male and the other guy is the follower. The other guy is following the lead, you know, like the other one. So, like, the guy that looks like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle is a fraud. He's talking about he's got a body count of 1,000, this, that, and the third. Stop it. You ain't Wilt Chamberlain, man. You ain't Wilt Chamberlain. Shut up. And I even think Wilt Chamberlain lost count at some point. You know? So what's happened is the Marvin cat Gaines, whatever his name is, Marvin Gaines, and then the other cat, I don't even know his name, but basically one guy's the alpha male of the show and the other guy's really the beta male. Really one guy's the leader of the show and the other guy's just the follower. He just follows the lead of the other one. So on the show there's one alpha and one beta, but they portray to be both alphas, and that's the problem. And then you got the other guy sticking up for his boy, like, yeah, we're both alphas, but it's all the same face for the show when it's really fraudulent. It's fake, you know? And I ain't saying either one of these guys is getting laid. Anybody can get laid, you know? There's a thing called escorts. Anybody get laid, but, you know, one guy, both of them acting like Mac Daddies when really only one of them's probably a Mac Daddy, if both are even Mac Daddies. Neither one of them probably got a body count of 1,000. And if they do, what's that to brag about? So what? Who cares? Like, ooh, whoopee-doo, you got a body count of 1,000. But, yeah, all it is they got exposed by Abba and Preach, and a lot of other channels was like, oh, you know, they took the content and reacted to Abba and Preach exposing them, and other people started exposing them. And that's what's really going on here. They got exposed for some fraudulent things, for faking the funk. They faking the funk. They're not totally 100% realistic. A lot of sugarcoating, a lot of glazing, a lot of imagination, fairy tales, a lot of fairy dust going on. Even academics went on there and said there's a bunch of fairy dust going on over here. The women just go on there because they get traffic and views, and the women just going on because they're clout chasers, just like a lot of fine women on social media. They're pretty much clout chasers. They're Instagram like chasers and stuff like that. Which, if I was a fine chick, I'd probably do the same thing too. But yeah, that's all I'm seeing is Fresh and Fit. They're tired of being exposed. They've lost subscribers because of it. I know for a fact they lost subscribers during the Abba and Preach first calling them out. I mean, yes, they might have gained those subscribers back, but they did they did fall. They did lose subscribers. They did fall down. I know view counts might have fizzled out a little bit. They might have lost more subscribers. I just know they have lost because of it. There's people that have sat back. Like, a lot of channels have sat back and said, hey, these guys are frauds. Because they are frauds. And I ain't saying they ain't help people with certain aspects of their life, because they're supposedly, try to help you better with your finances and your fitness, finance and fitness and your dating life. But as far as the dating life goes, they can't help nobody with their dating life. I'm sorry. They can't help nobody because they got their own issues. Like, one guy's got to use the show as a tool to try to, telling chicks, you ain't coming on the show unless you give me some. I mean, that's lame. You know, that's almost like, it's almost kind of like blackmail, but it's not. It's like blackmail, but it's not, but it's more like bribery, borderline, kind of like how blackmail's done, but he ain't really blackmailing. So yeah, they're just some really lame in that aspect. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle looking guy, ain't no Mac Daddy Mo. He ain't been with 1,000 chicks. He can't help you get laid. He can't help you better your sex life, relationship life, or anything. He might can help you make money, and I don't know if he can help you get better fit, because I don't know how fit he is compared to the other guy, Marvin Gaines or whatever his name is. But Fresh and Fraud, that's all it is. They're mad because Album Preach exposed them. A lot of other channels exposed them, and they're trying to take down all these other channels. These smaller channels. Apparently, YouTube sat away and preached and told the lawyers of Fresh and Fit, your claims are bogus. Fairy tales, made up, imaginary bullshit, like your show, Fairy Dust. All right, so I'm going to talk about a couple of things, a couple of topics that, people probably get offended of and stuff like that. Like, I seen what Joy Behar says if the country is done if Republicans take back over. The country is done if Democrats stay in power. I mean, this division started during the Obama campaign. All due respect, this division started during the Obama campaign. I voted for Obama. I voted for Obama. Obama's the only person I ever voted for. So, yeah, this white guy right here voted for Obama, and it was the only person I've ever voted for in my entire life. Because I hate when people say, they be talking about vote, let your voice be heard. All due respect, your voice, nobody's hearing your voice when you vote. That's horseshit. That's bullshit. One vote doesn't change the voting. And ain't no politician hearing your voice when you vote. Most politicians are in the business of lining their pockets. I repeat, most politicians are in the business of lining their pockets. That's why last episode I said if I had to vote for any people, I would vote for two actors and a college professor would be the first three people I would vote for if, like, I had my choice. And that would be Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman second, and Denzel Washington probably first, Thomas Sowell second, Morgan Freeman third. But that would be the top three guys. If I could just pick who I wanted president tomorrow, it would be Denzel Washington, without a doubt. If I had to pick the number one guy on the planet that would make the best president on the planet, it's Denzel Washington, man. Denzel Washington is the number one guy for the job. Would he take the job? Probably hell no. But I agree with his position on race in America 100%. I agree with that. A lot of the problems of America starting the household. They start in a home. I didn't have a father. My father committed suicide. I grew up depressed as a child at first, you know, and part of that was because of my father committing suicide, you know what I'm saying? But I fought out the depression and I searched out happiness. I searched out what made me happy. But Joy Behar talking about the Republicans take over the country. The country's done right now, man. If Biden has been in office not even a full year, and he has done the worst job of any president in my lifetime. I mean, this is the most divided I've ever seen. You know, people were shouting every day Trump is a racist, but Biden sits there and tells Charlamagne the God, you're not black if you don't vote for me. That's not racist. Stop it. Joy Behar, stop it. The country is more divided than ever, and it has nothing to do with the Republicans. That has everything to do with this far-left radical view where they're painting this narrative that all Americans that voted for Trump are racist. All white people are racist and oppressors just because they were born white. Man, I never oppressed nobody in my entire life. I built my business by myself from ground up. Nobody helped me. Nobody helped me. You know? But Joy Behar, she's retarded. Everybody on The View has no credibility anyways. They backed Jussie Smollett. They backed his lies. Once you back lies and cry and... because we don't want to believe your lies. You sit there, y'all cried and cried and cried. Why nobody won't believe his lies? Because they're lies. We don't believe lies. The country is more divided than ever because of the Democrats, because of the far left radical views. Let's see. And another thing. Yeah, what this actually goes, this kind of goes into the Joy Behar thing. Dems despise anyone opposite from party. Despise. That means hate. Democrats hate anybody that's not part of their views and their ideologies and their unrealistic views at that. Anybody that's, like, there's no, when you got a side that already has their mind made up, and you can't sit there and have a rational conversation and a reasonable conversation and change a person's mind. If you can't, if there's nothing you can say to change a person's mind before a conversation, there's no reason to have a conversation. It's a complete waste of time. It'll get nowhere. And that's the thing. These far lefts, even and the far right, the super far right, they all got their minds made up. These far-left radicals, these far-right radicals, they got their mind made up. They don't understand that reality is in a gray area. Reality isn't black and white. It's in a gray area. It's meeting in the middle. It's finding a solution that works for everybody, you know? Not a solution that just works for one side, but it works for both sides. But people don't get that, yo, because they already got their mind made up. You can't change their mind. They live in this unrealistic world, you know, with these unrealistic views, you know, because like they said, like, this is another topic. Wokeness is a religion without redemption. Like, I've always said, like, when I did my debunk of the Bible, I said, I clearly said when I did my debunk of the Bible, I don't knock religion if it makes you a better person. What I knock is everything that religion is, you know, using as religious guidelines is all make-believe. Same thing with wokeness. It's make-believe. It's like Jussie Smollett. It's a hoax. And it just goes to show you, you know, like I said, the last three trials that took place, the last three big trials, and even this one with this, the Kim Potter chick, she's going to get charged with manslaughter. She's going to get charged with manslaughter. Kyle Rittenhouse got off with self-defense, and that's what it was, self-defense. People tried to paint him as an angry white man. No, the angry white men were the ones that were chasing him. The one with chasing him with the skateboard and the one that pointed a gun at him. Those were the angry white men. And being in being in the wrong place at the wrong time is not. There's plenty. There was a girl that got shot and killed months back, right over here from my apartment. I'm talking about like literally right in the corner street right here, like 20, 30 yards from my apartment. Why did she get killed? Because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. We're gonna blame her. We're gonna blame her for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So don't bring up this wrong place, wrong time bullshit. Because people get killed all the time for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Are you blaming them? No, you're not. Double standards, hypocrites, that's all you see when you go with the far right and the far left. Once you get in the middle in a gray area, you don't so much get hypocrites and double standards, you know. But wokeness is a religion without redemption, and religion is all based on make-believe. All religion is based on make-believe, fairy tales, just painting a narrative, painting the picture to go your way. All religions, I don't care if it's Islam, Christianity, if it's wokeness, if it's Buddhist, they're all just imaginary made-up stories. And yes, if it makes you a better person, but I'm going to tell you right now, wokeness doesn't make you a better person. Wokeness does not make you a better person. It actually makes you a worse person. Because you're not willing to listen to anything. You know? Once you got your mind made up and, you know, you're going to believe what you want to believe, whether it's true or not. I mean, there's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to discuss with anybody that's already got their mind made up is going to believe what they want to believe, whether it's true or not. You know? And I think I'm going to get into one more topic. This is going to be my last topic of the day. I mean, I wanted to talk about this before, but I've seen it a few more times, and it's just like, I don't know where people come up with this horseshit, but I'm talking about this whole math is racist thing. And we're going to, you know, this is the Common Sense Podcast, so we're gonna go from the Common Sense approach, not the horseshit radical left approach. That doesn't, because I'm going to tell you right now, nobody that's a far radical left uses common sense. They don't use common sense whatsoever. If they have any common sense, they don't use it. So, first of all, like, math is racist. Like, math is older than racism, first of all. The Mesopotamians supposedly invented math. Math is probably around 5,000 years old. I think 3,000 BC is when math was invented. There wasn't racism in 3,000 BC. First of all, when we talk about racism from the slavery sense, it was a pope, a Spanish pope, a Catholic Spanish pope, who was the first one to basically change the laws of slavery. At one point in society, people were not enslaved because of race or skin color. They were enslaved because of war. And slavery from war has been going on since mankind has been born. Ever since mankind has been the first man decided, I'm going to conquer here and I'm going to war with these people, slavery then begun. They were enslaving people after war. Now, they didn't slave them because of just the color of their skin. They slaved them because they conquered them in war and they could, pretty much. It had nothing to do with, oh, let's enslave them because of the color of their skin. Because they probably, more likely, the first people that they enslaved were probably people with the same skin color, but a different tribe. You know? Because, especially if the black man is first, then the first people enslaved were Africans enslaving Africans. So that's what slavery started. Like, you got Egyptians enslaved, supposedly the Hebrews. The Hebrews were not white. Egyptians were not white. First of all, the white man did not invent slavery. He did not invent slavery. The white, if white man was not first, how could he invent slavery? The black man was before the white man. Black man invented slavery. Africans invented slavery. Africans invented slavery, but they didn't enslave people based on skin color. It wasn't until a Spanish pope, because somebody came back from Africa, and I guess he and like had some African slaves, and then that's when they decided, you know what, we're not going to just enslave people based on war. Debt. They used to, slavery, people would be enslaved over debt. If you owe debt, they would enslave you back then. Debt. War. Those are the main things they enslaved people over back then. War and debt. And crime, my bad, and criminals. Criminals got enslaved too. Criminals, debt, and war. It wasn't to a Spanish pope. Decided we are going to start enslaving people based on race. And yes, there was probably racism before that. But it wasn't as old as math. Math is older than racism. So this idea that math has just been was not racist for 3,000 to 4,000 years, but all of a sudden the last 1,000 years, math is racist. Slavery has been going on since the beginning of mankind. Racism has not. Because we didn't even look at people based on races back then. We looked at them based on tribes. They were tribes. We looked at them as a tribal thing. When Africans were enslaving other Africans, it was one tribe enslaving another tribe. That's all it was. Math is not racist. Anybody who says it is watched too many, read too many fairy tales, and watched too many movies with make-believe, made-up, bogus bullshit. Math is math. First of all, math has no conscience. It has no intentions. It's like the guy Papa Duck saying the 25... tornadoes hitting the 5 states. That's Mother Nature punishing us. A tornado doesn't have a brain. It doesn't have a conscience. It doesn't have specific intentions. You gotta exhort racism. You have to have a conscience. A brain, a thought process, feelings, and you have to have the power to exert racism. What power does math have? Math is just math. It's just there. You learn it or you don't. And to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you where this comes from. Like, it comes from when they try to say, like African-Americans are underscoring the math. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of things I did not pay attention to scoring. There was a lot of classes I didn't. I took music composition. You know what I did in music composition the whole year? Freestyle raps. Freestyle raps with my friend. Me and my friend, we freestyle raps all year long. Pissed the teacher off. Because in music composition, you're learning about Mozart, Beethoven, and stuff like that. You're not learning about KRS-One and Nas. But I didn't care. I wanted to know. I didn't care about Mozart and Beethoven and those guys. I cared about KRS-One and Nas and Rakim and Jay-Z and Biggie and Pac, Tupac. That's the only music composition I wanted. So I didn't even pay attention in class. And I think I still passed the class because I did something music-like in the class. That was the only thing the teacher did appreciate. And I did perform in the talent show as a musician. Let's see. Did I pay attention in science? Hell no. I didn't pay attention to history class a lot. You know why? Because I have this thing where I don't want you to teach me the history you want to teach me. I want to learn the history I want to learn. And I want to know the whole, like, I don't want the sugar-coated version, you know? Like, yes, we need to explain George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin did fight the Revolutionary War against the British. And they were fighting for certain freedoms, but they also were slave owners. So they were hypocrites. They were pretty much hypocrites, but they did. We were, but at the same time, before America, nobody had any freedoms. This is the thing. Before America, nobody had no freedoms. So they were fighting for some freedom. So they weren't totally, they were hypocrites, but the Revolutionary War, I'm going to have to say, was necessary. Because if not, I mean, nobody would have no freedoms today. We would all be, basically, if your father was a stonemason, you would be a stonemason. If your father was a soldier, you would be whatever your father was. Before American times, whatever your father was, that's what you were. If your father was wealthy, then you were wealthy. If your father just, if he put on the fit, made horseshoes for a living, or made horseshoes, that's what you would have done. There wouldn't have been no, this idea, like, there wouldn't, this is the thing. Women would not have no freedom whatsoever compared to men. Women would just be told to do whatever they have, told to do whatever they're supposed to do if it wasn't for America. Like, America is not perfect. Nothing is perfect. America is still one of the youngest countries on the planet. It is still a work in progress. It's still a work in progress. But if there was no Revolutionary War, there would be zero freedoms. Zero. Zero. You wouldn't be able to freedom of speech nowhere. You wouldn't be able to say what you want to say nowhere. You wouldn't be able to have no right to bear arms. You wouldn't be able to go out and try to become wealthy in society. No, you would just do what the fuck you were told. Or you'd probably be killed, plain and simple, or imprisoned. Or enslaved, you know? Yes, America is not perfect. We've made a lot of mistakes on the way, but all people make mistakes. Everybody on this planet makes mistakes throughout their life. So now we're supposed to have a mistake-free society, a mistake-free history, a mistake-free country? No. But math is not racist, people. It's not. People are racist. And people of power are the ones that exert racism. A person that has no power all they can do is make racial remarks. They can't really exert no real racism if they have no real power. White trailer park trash doesn't really have power to exert racism. They can't prevent, they don't make laws. They don't own businesses where they can say, I'm not going to hire somebody of color. And yes, that does happen in society. People do say they do not hire people because they don't want to hire people of color or something like that. They don't want to hire Latins or they don't want to hire African Americans. But you have to be a business owner first for that to happen. And I can tell you right now, a large percentage of white Americans are not business owners. A lot of them haven't even tried to achieve goals. Most Americans don't even try to achieve goals. Denzel said it best. Dreams with no goals are just dreams. And that's what most Americans are. You're just dreamers. You're dreamers. You don't put a plan to action. You don't go forth with actual plan to action. Goal. Put a goal in place and go forth and try to achieve it. You're dreamers. America's full of dreamers. But it's the land of more opportunity than any other country on the planet. You know, the only place that's got more opportunity than America is the internet. I repeat, the only place that's got more opportunity than America is the internet. Like I said, you don't see millions of Americans running to leave America to go flee to other countries. Why is that? Because you don't have freedoms in other countries. You don't have opportunity in other countries. You know, an American that can't speak Spanish won't last a week moving to South America or some European country where they don't speak English or some Asian country or something. We won't last a week. You need a freaking interpreter everywhere you go. You know. But yeah, man, I know like some of these subjects get touchy. I know a lot of y'all probably thinking, oh, there he goes, Republican, far right. Nope, wrong. Smack dab in the middle. Never voted Republican in my entire life. Only voted for Barack Obama. Well, do I agree with what the Democrats are doing right now? Hell to the NO. Hell no. I can't really think of one thing that I agree with that has been done under Biden's watch. The Afghanistan was a shitstorm. Border crisis is a shitstorm. The fact that he's smuggling illegals to Florida on planes and stuff like that. And that's another thing. Ron DeSantis is stepping up to the plate and about to combat all that in Florida. Good for him. Good for him. Because, you know, this is a land of laws. There's a legal way to do things and a legal way. So, you know, it's kind of hypocritical that people can cross the border and don't have to follow the laws. But if you're born in America, you got no fucking choice. You got no fucking choice in the matter. Because we'll get locked up in prison, in jail. And we'll get locked up in the harsh, fucked up jails. They'll lock them up in immigration spots where they're not going to deal with the bullshit you would deal with in jail, in prison. Like if you were in Rikers Island. Immigrants aren't being locked up in Rikers Island. But a U.S. citizen, oh, he breaks the law, we get locked up in Rikers Island. But an immigrant can cross the border and not have to follow one single law. That's such hypocritical double standards, man. The one thing I hate on this planet more than anything is a hypocrite. I can't stand a hypocrite. Hypocrites are not accepted in my life, in my circle. I will not associate with hypocrites whatsoever. Hypocrites are a virus. You're like the Matrix, man. You're a virus. All right, well, thank you all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pigott. This is Paul Pigott Podcast, a.k.a. Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover like I am, if you're a cat lover like I am, like t-shirts and hoodies, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. And we actually got a couple Christmas shirts for the Christmas season. Also, for Shizzle, I got a shout out, DizzleBrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Do your Dizzle. Step into the future. DizzleBrand.com. Check them out. There's like a dozen recipes on there that you can mix your Dizzle with. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Also, follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and more. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and much more. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast. It's PaulPickett Podcast, and a bunch of sites will pop up. Don't forget the video version is pre-recorded for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TV, and I'm also live on TikTok as well. Every time I do this podcast, follow me if you're on TikTok. Also, after the live feed, I will follow anybody that I'm not following that did tune in to my live feed at any specific moment of time. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Paul Pickett Podcast. Your host, Paul Pickett, and I'm out.